Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's see, let's find door number 16. Oh, here it is. Tell you what, you go first this time.
Oh, Christmas tree, however green your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, however green your branches. Not only green in summertime, but also in the wintertime. Oh, Christmas tree, however green your...
Well, look at here. It's a Christmas tree and a Yule log. Hi, James. What have you got for us today?
Trees and their logs have been used to celebrate winter festivals, pagan and Christian, for thousands of years. Evergreen trees, especially fir trees, have been used as symbols of new and continuing life since pre-Roman times in Europe. They were the only trees to stay alive during winter, and they seemed magical. Branches were used to decorate homes during the winter solstice celebrations to remind people of the spring to come.
You know, the Romans also used fir trees to decorate their temples at the festival of Saturnalia, which was the Roman midwinter feast and celebration. No one really knows when these fir trees were first used as Christmas trees, but it probably started about 1,000 years ago in northern Europe.
The first documented Christmas tree is from 1510 in the town square of Riga, which is the capital of Latvia. A plaque in the town is engraved with "The first New Year tree in Riga, 1510," in 8 languages. Not much else is known about the tree, apart from that it was attended by men wearing black hats, and that after ceremony, the tree was burnt. This may also have been a form of Yule log.
The custom of burning Yule logs goes way back, at least before medieval times in Europe. It was originally a Nordic tradition. The Yule log was often a whole tree that was carefully brought into the house with great ceremony. One end of the trunk was placed in the large open fire while the rest of the tree stuck out into the middle of the room. The log was traditionally lit from the remains of the previous year's log, and it was slowly fed into the fire during the 12 days of Christmas. Can you imagine doing that today in our houses? I don't recommend doing that today. The custom of the Yule log spread all over Europe during the Middle Ages, and different kinds of trees are traditionally used in different countries. In England, they use oak. In Scotland, they use birch, and in France, cherry.
Ouch, why do those needles always stick in you when you're walking across the carpet?
I hate the sap that gets on your hands when you carry the tree into the house.
There are several stories about how upright decorated trees first became used in houses.
Tell us your favorite story.
One story says that one night before Christmas, Martin Luther, the 16th century German preacher, was walking through the forest and looked up and saw the stars shining through the tree branches. It was such a beautiful sight that he went home and told his children that it reminded him of Jesus, who had left the stars of heaven to come to earth at Christmas. So he took a tree into the house and placed candles on it.
Christmas trees as we know them more probably started as paradise trees that represented the Garden of Eden in medieval mystery plays. These plays told Bible stories to people who couldn't read. James, what about the first decorations or ornaments?
In Germany, the first Christmas tree decorations were edible, such as gingerbread and gold-covered apples. Glassmakers then began making small glass fruit ornaments, the forerunners of the decorations we use today. At first, a figure of the baby Jesus was put on top of the tree, and over time it changed to the angel fairy that told the shepherds about Jesus, or a star like the wise men saw. Christians also use the fir tree as a sign of an everlasting life with God. The first fully decorated Christmas tree arrived over here in the UK sometime in the 1830s. However, they only really became popular after 1841. when Prince Albert, who was Queen Victoria's German husband, had a Christmas tree set up in Windsor Castle. This was seen as the height of fashion and everybody had to have one. And at this time, Christmas trees were also decorated with real candles, which is kind of dangerous, really.
Yeah, I guess it would be. But in 1895, an American telephonist, Ralph Morris, invented the very first electric Christmas tree lights.
Around the world, many different trees are used as Christmas trees. In New Zealand, a tree called the Pawatakawa is used, and that has red flowers on it. And in India, it's sometimes a banana or mango tree.
If you'd like to know more about Christmas trees or almost anything else to do with Christmas, please go visit James's website at whychristmas.com. So as you admire your Christmas tree this year, think of the stars of heaven and the Savior of the world and how he left them so he could know you personally.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, upon us mirth do you bestow. Oh, Christmas tree.
Of course, as always, the theme music today was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, and the background music was The Groove Barbers with Old Christmas Tree. This has been day number 16 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm so glad that you were here today. For James Cooper, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you, and remember, it's only 9 more days until Christmas.
It's love.